Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming. Greetings, trashlings. And welcome back to another episode of Space Trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus. And I'm Sarah Armour.
And I'm Molly Malshine, and we are doing something that we never thought we would do. We're recapping the finale of Vanderpump Rules in preparation for the two-part reunion special. I can't believe they're not stretching it to three. Maybe they are, but I missed it. And if not, Andy Cohen, you are asleep at the wheel. What is going on? Sarah.
You think they have enough for three?
It doesn't matter if they have enough.
They just can't.
Bravo. They stretch it. Like the fact that this season is only 15 episodes, when Bravo's got a 15 episode season, like something is rotten in Denmark, you know, it's usually they stretch it out to 20.
That was going to be a question of mine. Cause I don't really know. I was like, 15 is that like, cause I'm sort of more on the like only 9 episode track, only 8 episodes left track. So like 15, is that a little, is that a lot? When do dogs die? You know?
Right. Prestige Television is now doing the 8 and 9 episode seasons, the 10 episode seasons, because, you know, they want to create a little bit more of like a, they want it to be a little more bingeable. Mm-hmm. But the networks in the old days, I mean, you know what the shows were like when you used to watch Nick at Night every night, you would never see a rerun. These shows would have had 30 episode seasons and they would have run for 10 years, you know? So like,
well, you know what I'm realizing? It's like, oh yeah, this is still on TV. Like even when I just watched, it's like, yeah, even on the app, like there were commercials. Like this is actually like a commercial advertising vehicle rather than a premium TV.
And we could get into the whole, I mean, it is really interesting what's going on right now with Bravo versus Peacock and everything, but who gives a shit? Let's talk about the dirt, the Scandoval.
I have an unpopular opinion.
Okay.
I just want to put out there, and it isn't my only opinion. And I just want to say, I am not team Tom, obviously, but like this whole thing is so predictable.
Like, yeah.
Not only did he do this already before with you, Ariana, but he did it on the show. Like
multiple times.
I get that it's like an upset, like, but we trusted you even, but it's like, haven't you guys watched the show? Like,
I know. And
why is everyone so shocked?
I know. Like to quote James Kennedy at the end in the reunion, which we will watch this week, he's a worm with a mustache. Like you look at this guy and you know, he's going to cheat. But look, I just think I agree with you completely. And that has been something that's been very annoying to me watching people, because this girl Raquel, she's clearly an idiot, but the way that people are dragging her through the mud has become a little over the top, and it did start to bother me because I'm like, this guy, like, let's look at things realistically. This guy's a douche lord. Ariana is at a career peak. I had never heard of her before this. Like, she's winning, the other two are losing. It's like, it's great for her. He's getting his comeuppance, but it is so that the first, let's just get right into the show. The first scene is Ariana and Tom talking to each other. It was so satisfying and cathartic to watch a woman scorned scream at her boyfriend who cheated on her with all of America backing her. I mean, this is why this is like headline news, front page news. We've all been cheated on, even if you don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
You probably have at some point. And it's just so satisfying to feel involved in the the come down and the way things are shaking out. So, Sarah, I think what we should do is intersperse the Astro talk within this little recap. Since we're in this scene with Ariana and Tom, can you just give me the real quick spark notes on their big three? Because I know we talked about this before with friend of the pod, Sandy Smith, but neither of us remembers that conversation. So
right.
I forget everything we talk about like 3 seconds after we talk about it. But okay, what are Ariana and Tom's big three?
So they are both Cancer sons.
Oh my God. This explains everything.
It does in many ways, actually. They're both Cancer sons. He is a Gemini moon.
Psycho.
She is conjunct Chiron too. Jesus. She is a Virgo moon.
Okay.
She's an Aquarius rising, and I have to double check. I don't know if we have a rising for him. I need to confirm.
Okay. So the fact that they're Cancer sons to me makes so much sense because like it just seemed, I mean, they said it throughout the show that like this was a comfort relationship. Mm-hmm. This was a mommy relationship. They have their stupid modern farmhouse that they needed the shell. He says at one point to someone that he and Ariana haven't been intimate for 5 years. And they're like, well, then why didn't you break up? And he's like, why'd you buy a house together? And he's like, I thought it would take us closer together. Like, that seems to me like a real Cancer son mentality. Like, well, if we just get our shell going, like everything will be fine.
Yeah, I just think that, yes, but I don't believe him. Like, I think this was always his plan, whether it was like with Raquel this season or not. This is a guy who leaves one relationship after he started another already on TV before. Like,
yeah,
all of his crocodile tears were... Was he an actor before this? Was that what he was trying to do?
No, I feel like he was.
This is his like Rocky moment where he's like, I could show you what I got.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you're so shocked that it turned out this way. In what way? On what level are you shocked? On multiple levels here, I couldn't be less shocked.
Yeah. Just to fast forward a little bit, when Tom is in Raquel's apartment, there was a great body language bodies moment where, and Body Language Bodies, for people who don't know, is our favorite YouTube channel. This completely insane guy who mm-hmm. just watches body language and says whatever he wants about it. But there's this moment where they're hugging and Raquel says, she says, am I really going to put my life on the line for someone that would cheat on someone that they love so much? Because then that makes me think that you would be capable of doing that with me. And here's what he says. No, no, no. Of course. Not, oh, of course, God, not
Molly. What a great body language, what would you call that? Like,
I know it's not really body language, but it is something that,
yeah, like, it's in the academy.
Yeah, he's saying, of course I'm gonna do that to you. And then the next thing he says is, I'd never do this if there wasn't something here. So he's saying to her, like, I'm going to do this to you the minute I find someone I have a deep connection with. Like, this
there,
is
and I'll tell them that it's now here.
Right. Like, this is my MO. This is what I do. This is his MO. When we get
this
into
is his MO.
The Ariana and Tom conversation. So he's saying all these weenie things.
Oh, I my love God. No, weenie is like, that's kind.
Yeah. He says, every time I try to apologize to you, it just makes you more angry. I didn't want to hurt you. I did not want to hurt you. It's like, he thinks that she is going to be understanding and maybe even happy for him that he found a connection with a 27-year-old. Like,
that was their mutual friend.
Right. Like, he
didn't find it with someone. He developed it with someone in front of her.
Right. And it's like, if you're going to cheat on me, the odds of me forgiving you have a lot. There's a lot going on. But one thing is, was it one night of disgusting sex? You know, that might work in your favor.
Totally.
But to say I had a deep connection with this person.
No, he like, it's like, it's like he's actually trying. You're so right. He's actually trying to sell Ariana.
Right.
On what he's found.
And he's completely twisting the knife. What in his chart is that? What is that in his chart so that we can all avoid it?
Tom has his Chiron conjunct his moon. So his inner sense of security, also his emotionality, it's in Gemini, the way he communicates, the way he does partnership, the mirroring, the mirrors, the duality.
The way he can justify anything to himself. All of these signs that are two-sided, like Gemini and Libra, I feel a maladjusted Gemini or a maladjusted Libra, they have an ability to justify anything to themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I think air signs in general, like they can just like kind of find like a heady like justification for. And I mean, that being said, Cancer too. Cancer is so manipulative. They're not going to find an excuse for anything, but they're going to like, I don't, it's hard to know if he believes this bullshit.
Oh, I like, think he does.
Like, so that's, so it's like, you have to think that he, okay, but okay, well, hold on. This is what
go
say.
Back to the Chiron.
It's not just, so it's Chiron conjunct the moon. So there's a woundedness.
And they're both in Gemini.
In Gemini. And it's exactly opposite. Chiron is exactly opposite Jupiter in Sag. And the moon is exactly opposite Uranus in Sag. So it's like when there's an emotional wound, usually involving his partnership, it creates a massive Sagittarius forest fire that Uranus changes everything. And this is his relationship pattern. Every time he ends up wounded, it's actually also him wounding someone else. And then it's like massive and it's game changing, storyline changing.
Yeah.
That's how oppositions work.
I dated a guy like this who like he could never. And I was friends with him before I dated him. So I had seen him through several breakups. And he didn't have a pattern of like finding someone else and hopping to the next relationship, but he did have a pattern of like having to create a spectacle instead of just breaking up with someone in a mundane way.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like that is a kind of a Gemini thing of just being like, I can't just have like, he says to her in this scene, he's like, I tried so hard to break up with you so many times and you wouldn't let me.
That's utter bullshit. That is total bullshit.
But it's like, Tom, you just didn't want to have a boring breakup talk. You wanted to have this huge reaction. And it's like, congratulations, you got it.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Every scene where it's like, this is not how we expected it to play out. It's like, what was the alternative? Like, that's right. Why we got to get Remy on the pod, because Remy did offer a great alternative where they did have like a whole plan and she'll explain it in a shorter time than I will. But it's like, this wasn't going to end well under any circumstances, but also I will say that a very close Cancer Mancer in my life has said to me before in situations like in cheating, I've been like, how dare they do that? Like, what a fucking asshole. And he'll like, Randy will be like, no, he's not an asshole. He's a coward, which is what she calls him. He says, and I've done it. He's said, I know because I've done it. It's a lot easier. It's a lot easier to get dumped because you're an asshole than actually do the hard thing and tell somebody that you like don't hypothetically don't want to hurt, like say something to someone's face and walk away.
Yeah. So, okay. It was,
he basically forced Ariana to walk away on public television. It's humiliating.
Exactly. I loved what she was saying to him when she's like, I was with you when you didn't have a dime to your name driving a 1997 Honda Civic. I loved you then when you had nothing, you got a little bit of money, a little bar, a little band. And I'm like, doesn't he have a little bit of money? I don't know. Why does he?
That's also where she's delusional though, because also, and I was dating you back when you were dating Kristen.
Right. Exactly.
Get fucking real.
And then this girl is going to act enamored with you like, oh, my God, you're so odd, because that's what you want. You want someone to just gas you up.
It works for you, Ariana.
I know, but I loved when she said that because she was right. And I think when you're dealing with a guy who's cheated on you or who's done anything really fucked up to you, for me, and this says more about me than it does about anything else, I think for me, the best case scenario is to emasculate the shit out of them, like verbally, like just be like, not literally you have a tiny dick, but find a way to make him feel like he has the smallest dick in the world, no matter what it really is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to figure that out. But then Ariana does the classic mistake that so many women make. She then tries to over intellectualize and over emotionalize it. She says, That's what you want. You want someone to gas you up. That girl is searching for identity in men. She has no identity of
right.
her
she's
own.
She's lost him at that point. He's like, burr.
Right. Who gives a shit? No,
but
man.
It doesn't matter why. And he's not interested in Raquel's psychology, obviously.
Right. He does not care. He just got like,
she's just someone else.
She's just someone else to stick his dick in. That's literally yep. all it is. So yep. like you really need, I think, I wish, I'm sure that she probably did at some point because apparently this scene was hours long and they just cut. I mean, that's how it works. Mm-hmm. But like, I mean, just she should have gone for the, I wish she went for the jugular a little bit more. Make fun of his mustache. Make fun of his stupid outfits. Make fun of the fact that he shaves his chest. Like,
yeah, what but if, like that, here's the thing. Like the real bummer is like, she's in love with him. Like, she doesn't have it. Not only does she not have a problem with those things, but it speaks volumes about her. If she, like, if she were going to turn around and just start attacking his look, it says something about, like, then why didn't you break up with him if you think he's so fucking, like, stupid?
Not his look, but just, and I never am like this. Like, I don't do this unless you do something really bad to me. It's mm-hmm. not about making fun of how he looks. It's like, hit him where it hurts.
Well, that is, that's what she's missing.
Yeah.
And I agree with that completely.
Is,
yeah.
Where it hurts is not, Raquel has no identity. He does not give a fuck. Does she have a vagina? Yes. Okay. And right. a FaceTime right. account? Perfect. We're done. That's all he wanted. Like, he doesn't care if she...
Not to mention, if anything, she's giving him good news. Like, hey, she's searching for... It's like, great. When this blows up, that's just what she does.
Right. He wants a groupie.
He literally... Right. If anything, she's not telling him anything he doesn't know. This, she's perfect for exactly what he's looking for.
Right.
But it's
and
like,
then
Ariana, don't trip. Like, I feel like if anything, hit him where it hurts. It's like, oh, you're just like now officially a clown. You've done it twice now. No one will ever. I don't even know what would hurt him though. But after this episode, he and Raquel both seemed like sociopathic to me. And Ariana seemed like maybe she's been on like Xanax, like too much Xanax this whole time.
I think where it hurts is like, you're a loser and no one takes you seriously. Your parents had to invest their retirement savings in your bar that's now going to fail because it was not even built on any skill that you have. It was built on a cult of personality that I helped you build up by being your partner and being a likable person on television for 10 years. Like, you are nothing. That's, you know, like, there's so many
things. I don't know if he could like hear that. Like, the only thing I've ever done that I think has really hurt was send someone a video of me having sex with someone else. And I still regret it to this day.
That's a pretty good idea, depending on what that person did to you first.
Had sex with someone else.
Yeah, I mean.
So here you go.
Go for it. But he says 3 seconds later, the relationship isn't the same, Ariana. We were separated all the time. We had no sex life. I had no mojo. Once I turned 40, I was like, this can't be the rest of my life. And her, instead of saying, she says, that's a very normal thing. You either get through it together or you break up, you go to therapy. But like, I would have twisted the knife a little on the midlife crisis. I would have been like, yeah, your life is like, either you can fucking grow up and have stability in your life, or you're just going to have an endless succession of banging idiots for the rest of your life. Like,
right. If anything, she said it 100% better work out with Raquel, because next time we go through this, you're going to be 50 with no money and no career. So,
right. Exactly. And you're going to be the guy at the bar that everyone's laughing at and saying, right. Oh my God, who's that old guy? Like
with the white nail polish. The white nail polish is like,
oh, it's awful. I just kept all I wanted to know is it gels? I don't know why I couldn't. Nah. Is he sitting there and putting his hands under the light? That's
definitely
what I want to know.
Definitely. Yeah.
But so this is, and I think this kind of is similar to Remy's theory, which we don't need to go into because hopefully she'll come on and tell us it herself. But like, I think, so I was reading reddit.com/r/BravoRealHousewives, one of the best subreddits in the world.
Check it out.
They had a whole thread that I was reading last night, about how all of the relationships on Vanderpump Rules, when they start to break up, they all end up saying it's because they're not having enough sex. Like, everyone,
they're working in restaurants,
but they're not even working in the restaurants anymore. And I think it's because this is what I've been saying from the beginning. These people, every decision they make about their relationships subconsciously is what's going to play well on the show.
I agree with that.
Like, why did Tom and Ariana stay together for 10 years if they stopped having sex 5 years ago?
The brand.
it's the brand. Like, he knows she's likable. She knows being one of a couple keeps you on the show. It's like Hollywood 101. Couples become more famous than singles for some weird reason. Like, so I think that's the, they can't break the fourth wall and say it, because I don't even think they consciously realize it themselves. But like, when we say, oh, why didn't he just break up with her? Why didn't he just break up with her? He says he had a plan, and the plan was to break up with her before the reunion. So it's like, he's admitting that like the show is factoring into all of these decisions. And I think that's true for all these people. And that's why they kind of stay in these sexless relationships. That's why they all cheat with each other, on each other. Like, that's not normal. There's, you would not be friends with those people anymore. The first time it happened, you'd be reevaluate. Like, I'm going to hang out with my other group of friends for a couple weeks. You know what I mean? Like, so I just think part of the reason why they're so messy is because, whether consciously or subconsciously, they know that it serves the show.
Yeah. And I also think that, like, we're not talking about people who have like that much going on. Like, yeah, it is so normal for Tom at 40 to be finding himself having a bit of a midlife crisis, normal as it gets,
a major midlife crisis.
But then it's also like, it's not like he has like some like awesome, like actually awesome career to like just focus all his energy on. He's got a cover band and a reality show about waitstaff and like a girlfriend he doesn't have sex with, who he's afraid to break up with because of the brand. It's just like, of course he would. It's like he sounded so stupid. Like, for the first time in a long time, I felt like myself again. It's like, yeah, cheating on your girlfriend, like feeling alive because you're fucking bad boy. Like, and you feel hot for 5 seconds. It's like, and you are going to like get away with like doing this. It's like, it's an addiction just like any other. Like,
yeah. And then that's going to go stale at some point.
Of course. Also. And now you're going to be 50 and then 60 and then 70. You better figure out the money thing, because it's not that cute if you were on the cast of Vanderpump Rules 10 years ago, remember?
It's already not cute. Like, that already is the biggest red flag in the world. And like, please, I'm a person who would love to be on television. But if I was like dating and I met a guy who was on a reality show, I would run for the hills, even if loved me. Like, hell no, it's a red flag. But like, what was I gonna say?
I just think the whole through line is that in order to do well, at least on Vanderpump, and maybe it's any reality show, you truly have to have no kind of filter in terms of like stopping yourself from making it about you. Like, even when his other first cheated on girlfriend was like consoling Ariana, she was like, so basically what he's doing is like comparing your relationship to our relationship. It's like, no, actually she wasn't doing that at all. Or he wasn't, because it was like Ariana was like, he basically told me that like actually this was like a sexless nothing to him. And she's like, so basically he was comparing it to us and what he did to me. And it's like,
okay, but no. I don't blame her for that, because her even going over there and being nice to her is more than I would have done.
Yeah, why was like, she there? She
I would have been like, bitch.
Bizarre that she's there. And that's what I'm saying, though. It's like, don't, who are you? Like,
I would have been like, yes, you are in my relationship that you ruined. And now it's been ruined for yourself. Like, I didn't think that was self-absorbed. I thought that was totally true. But
I thought it was true, but it's like, even her being there, it was like, are you guys friends? Yes. Our boyfriends.
Nick and I were watching this and he was like, I don't understand why you would have all these uncomfortable conversations on camera. And like, it's so embarrassing. And he's like debasing himself. And I was like, because his life is imploding and the restaurant Yelp reviews are going down to 1 star. I was like, not only does he look like a fucking asshole, but he's clinging to this show's paycheck for dear life, because he put his savings, his friend's savings, his parents' retirement savings into this restaurant that's now crashing and burning. Like, he needs that check. He will literally, he has to debase himself on camera.
No, it's literally like, to quote Rent, they used to tie you up. It's a living. It's a living.
Yeah, literally, it's a living.
This is his job.
So then he goes to Schwartz's house and he starts sobbing to him after he couldn't sob.
No, he had no, he was so defensive with Ariana. He's sobbing to Tom. He's sobbing to Lisa. I mean, I do think the only person that he feels bad about hurting is Tom, just because of the business in the restaurant. And Tom's like, dude, we have like 1,000 one-star Yelp. I don't know if you noticed, but when the screen popped up with all the one-star Yelp reviews, the one that was in the middle was Lisa R. I love to think that all the contracted Bravo light celebrity employees were like, hey, you have to do at least one negative tweet for Tom. So we do at least, it was like Lisa R. Like, I was trying to think, like, are these all the names of housewives?
Yeah, one of them said, burn the place down and collect insurance. I thought that was really funny. But like, I also,
by Erica
this was,
J.
I'm sure we were like one of the many couples watching this, straight couples watching this together, where the girl is like screaming at the guy, because I was like, Nick, what kind of, like, is this what male friends are like? They cover for each other when someone's cheating on someone. Like, I was fucking furious. Like, and Schwartz says to him, you fucked up, man. You had a game plan. You just didn't put it in motion. And
so embarrassing for Schwartz, too, to eat. Like, Schwartz.
Yeah. Like, and, like, he just makes it clear that he's lying for him nonstop. Like, he totally won't.
And then he says to Ariana, he said he handled it. She's like, I'm not it.
Yeah. So they also had this little flashback of Jax saying the whole relationship is a facade. It's only supposed to be looking pretty to the outside world. So this is another thing where it does kind of like chip away at my sympathy for Ariana a little bit, because that's what I'm saying. Like, I think they were together for the brand, for the show. And like, it is revealed throughout this episode, the flashbacks, and I think also in her Watch What Happens Live interview right after this episode, that she has covered for him cheating on her a few other times too. Like, she covered for him with the Miami girls. She actually like got in front of him and was like, no one's telling my boyfriend to shut the fuck up. And it's like, girl, he just cheated on you. And like, he says that he cheated on her with someone else. Like, he's definitely cheated on her a ton of times, and she definitely knew. So like, yeah. I think it's been an ongoing debate. Did they have an open relationship or didn't they? And I don't think it matters, because it is her best friend and it is a 7-month long affair. So even if they did have a look, the don't ask, don't tell kind of thing, it is still over the line. But like, it's just, the writing was on the wall.
Well, and it's over the line because I do feel like, for whatever reason, I think it's hard. I feel like Ariana and Raquel, what they both, and we've all been here, where it's like, you don't get it. Like, it's different with us. It's how Khloe Kardashian feels with Tristan. You don't get it.
Yeah.
We're a family. It's different with us. It's like, no, it's not.
He's making like, a fool of you.
And I think the disappointment isn't like with even him as much as it is with this whole thing. Like, realizing that somebody that you have spent a huge amount of time with may or may not have been lying to you, and or that you knew and were believing it for that much time, is jarring. It's not like you cheated on me and you're ending this perfect life. It's like anything you say now is meaningless, and that is so infuriating.
Yeah.
Never really be able to get answers is like, ah.
Yeah, one of the craziest things, because, yeah, there are no answers, because he's just such a pussy.
He's just a loser.
Yeah, he says,
insecure person.
He says all she had to do was follow me when I said I was going to Schwartz's and no, see what I'm not.
That's where I was like, oh, he's a sociopath. And it's also such a Cancer Mantra thing. And a Chiron conjunct his moon, where it's like, mommy, will you still love me if I'm a bad boy? And it's like, sorry, shawty. Like, no, she's not chasing you. She's not your freaking mother. You're not lost at the grocery store. Like, why would she? What adult woman in their right mind would spend their time? Except I did once in my early 20s, and I will never do it again. I was caught in front of a bush once, but like, or caught me hiding behind a bush once. But like, and it was a mistake. But like, yeah, you expected her to like get a whiff of something. And even if you really believe what you're saying, do you hear yourself? How cruel. Either she's gonna follow me because she's suspicious, or nothing.
Like, he's leaving breadcrumbs so that she has to be the one that
this can end sooner, so he can really be with his actual like love. Like, yeah, but right,
I don't even think it's so that he can be with, like, I think he thinks it's so that he can be with this person he has a deep,
or he thinks he can with. Sell it to us at least.
Yeah, but he actually just wants to be single.
He just wants out. Yeah, he just wants out of the relationship, and he doesn't have the cojones to do it.
He hasn't really been single since he was...
Not on the show?
pre-30, you know, like, because he went straight from that girl Kristen to Ariana. So he hasn't been single since his 20s. So this is the other problem with dating someone who's a serial monogamist like that, is like all of their relationships compound on each other. And right. like, he's not only everything he says to Ariana, he might as well also be saying to Kristen, because it's the same.
And to exact... Raquel, and to future, probably last week, Raquel.
Right. Because they're all just serving the same purpose in his life of like stability and comfort. And
now I have to do this hard thing of moving on now that I found someone. Surprise, I'm with Miami girl. Is that what the finale is going to be? Like, ugh.
Right. Right. So then we get back to Ariana's house again, and Sheena is crying because she punched Ariana in the face.
No, she punched Raquel. She punched Raquel.
Or Raquel in the face. This was rich for
me. Sheena's emotionality struck me as like crashing. Like she crashing from some, she was like on cocaine for 2 weeks and then was like, ah!
Yeah, she's like, okay.
What are you weeping about?
This is just another, like, these people are all such hypocrites. I'm sorry. Like, obviously we can root for some over others, but they're all hypocrites. Sheena first hit our televisions because she had a two-year-long affair with Eddie Cibrian while he was married to Brandy Glanville.
Oh my God. It never ends.
And they had two kids at that time. And she pretended that she didn't know. And she met up with Brandy, and Brandy is like calling her out, being like, you fucked my husband for 2 years. And she's like, I didn't know that he was married. And it's like, he's a famous actor. You have Google. You knew he was married. It went on for 2 years. So like, for her to punch this girl, to push this girl and scratch her face or whatever she did to her over cheating is, first of all, ridiculous. And then for her to be the one crying because Raquel pressed charges. Like, I would fucking press charges if someone scratched me in the face too. Like, yeah,
don't put your hands on me. Number one. Number two, everybody would benefit from a little dose of, even if it's a lie, like pretending to take response. Like if Sheena was weeping like that and said, like, I am realizing the gravity of what I did.
Yeah.
To Brandy, I guess. Is that who it was? Then, and I'm realizing that, and I became so emotional. And I know it doesn't change what I did, but I'm glad to be on the right side of history. Now it's like, right, like this selective amnesia that they all seem to carry around. And it's like, you're on television.
Right. Like, we have the footage.
We have the tape. We don't even have to, like, right. Like, and it's streaming on all of our TVs on multiple stations.
I literally did a rewatch of that Beverly Hills season, like, a month ago. So what can you tell me about Sheena's chart? Why is she like this? She's a hypocrite. She's double-sided. Like, she's got to have some Gemini in there, I would say. Sorry, no offense to all the Geminis. We know there are good Geminis out there, but I'm talking a maladjusted Gemini. They literally...
Tough stuff.
They can justify anything to themselves. Mm-hmm. She's got to have that. She's got to have some Pisces because she's a victim in every situation that I've seen her in. Like, she's... She's a victim with the Brandy Eddie thing because he never told me. And she's a victim because she pushed and scratched Raquel. And then
you're being asked to have some consequences.
Right. She's the victim because she got charges.
Everyone on this show is victimized when there's a consequence to their actions. It's like, right. Both.
So that's my prognosis. Pisces, Gemini. What can you tell me about Sheena Shea?
Sheena.
Like, Sheena. Her stupid ass name. I would call her Skiana if I met her. I'd be like, oh, Skiana, what is that? Is that German? Like, what is, why?
Skiana.
I know it's not nice to make fun of people's names, but I just hate this girl.
Yeah, I mean, they're all just delusional. So she does have some Gemini in her chart. She's a very, if this time is correct, she's a 28 degree Gemini rising with Chiron, Mars. We won't get into asteroid Ceres, but if you were a real one, you know. She has a 12th house Mars conjunct Chiron. So this is another Chiron Gemini wound with a planet.
So that's the same as Sandoval, where...
Well, his, like, is his moon. So he's like emotionally wounded and wounding, and she takes dumbass action that hurts more than it helps. And she doesn't know why or where. And also because it's 12th house, she also comes... It feels like it comes at her out of nowhere. That's why she's always like a victim. Because she's like, wait, what?
And it's like, no, you did this. So they're both Sheena and Tom are Chiron Gemini, which is really funny because it's like,
so are we.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So it's funny because it's just like, they clearly have a bond with this, like,
real partnership problems, you guys.
Yeah, the cheating issue, not being able to respect other people's relationships or even their own relationships.
And not being able to see yourself.
Yeah, yeah. What's
like,
her son?
The mirrors are the mirrors, you guys. Like, you're all each other. It's cesspool.
Yeah.
Her son is exactly conjunct the North Node in Taurus. So she has been going through her nodal return the past 2 years. Taurus sun. Yeah. She just feels, right.
She's married with a baby now. So, I mean, I'm sure she feels differently now about what she did to Brandy and that maybe but I don't think
she should have said that. She should. Yeah. Why wouldn't she say that then as an example to her children?
Right. I think instead,
here's how you take responsibility, bros.
Yeah, she's probably like, I was young, I didn't know. And it's like, no, you were in your 20s. You were old enough to know.
Her moon is same as Raquel, Sagittarius.
I thought Raquel's moon was in Virgo. Raquel's... Shiana, I'm so sorry.
Let me double check now, though.
No,
yeah, Raquel is Virgo, also conjunct Chiron, but Virgo sun, Sagittarius moon, almost at the same degree. Look at that. 23 degrees.
We'll get to her though. We'll get
Skiana's.
Back to Skiana.
Back to Skiana. Skiana lightly. Skiana darkly. What is that? Okay. Skiana. So almost the same degree though. Like that, they'll cry and fight for what's right. With the big, like literally Raquel too. Like Sagittarius moons. Similar to Gemini in a way where they can kind of convince them of anything, but Sagittarius moons will be like, I'm doing it for the higher cause. Like, I know the truth. Raquel, like, really is like, that's why in the interview when they're like, not to jump to Raquel, but when they're like, why did you do that? And she's like, because, like, I've never felt the feeling of love with someone I had sex with before. And it's like, oh my God. Like,
right. I was like, damn.
But it's like, she believed, like, that is what, like, she is telling the truth.
But I was like, this girl did not grow up Catholic, because when you grow up Catholic, you will convince yourself that the most pimply loser in the world, you're in love with him just so you can have sex.
That's so, despite your parents.
Yeah, just because you're like, well, it's okay if I'm in love. It doesn't count if I'm in love.
But in a way, that's sort of what she's doing here too, which is like, I wouldn't usually, but...
Right,
the opportunity to have sex with someone I love. It's like, yo, like, think positive, Raquel.
Yeah, really.
But there's men that you might love that will, there aren't taken.
Wild thing to say. So what's, you know, does Sheena have any Pisces? Was I just wrong?
Pisces midheaven. So her legacy.
Okay.
Victim Sheena. Skiana.
Her legacy is to be a perpetual victim. I can see that.
And then it's like her Mercury and her Lilith and her Venus are in Aries. So she's like not afraid in the 10th house. She'll fight for her friends, 10th and 11th house. She'll fight publicly on TV for her friends. And what is Lilith? Right. She will stand up for the wronged. She will fight for the goddess that is wronged. And it's like,
even if she has literally done the exact same thing.
Bitch, look in the mirror, bitch. And she's like, I can't see the mirror. My Chiron and Mars are together in my 12th house in Gemini. So I am truly confused about how I am coming across and why I'm doing what I'm doing and why what's happening to me is happening to me. But I don't give a fuck. I'm the victim. It's like, yo.
She did give him really good advice at the end, though, when he tried to claim that that Ariana said she'd kill herself if he broke up with her. Sheena was like, so then you get her friends around her to pick up the pieces like we're already doing right now. Like, that was a perfect response to that, because he thought that he was going to be like, no, this is why I'm a pussy. Like, this is why I couldn't do it. Like, that was really, really good advice, what she said to him. And then he just sat there like,
but it's also such a good example of that Gemini wound, though, not to be whatever, but it's like, and the reason that she has that answer is because, like, it's what's happening. That everybody, like, I want to, like, wipe off the mirror.
Yeah.
Did that sound like a...
It did. I got it. I liked it. It was like a car wash.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we go to James Kennedy's house. And I got to say, he stole the show with this...
Absolutely.
This psychotically sociopathic, mean ass phone call
to his ex-fiance. Am I getting that correct?
Yes, ex-fiance.
Okay, hitting where it hurts.
Yeah. So they show first they show a flashback of Sandoval saying to James in 2019, I guess James thought Raquel was cheating on him. And Sandoval says, you got to know and have enough respect for your girl to know that she's not doing anything fucking shitty. She would not betray you, man. I'm not going to betray you either. I just have to say, every time I've been cheated on by someone, they say, oh, you really don't have enough respect for me. You don't have enough trust for me to think that I can go out on one-on-one drink dates with other girls. You know what I mean? Like,
if we're going to be together, I require that you trust me.
Right. Like, that is such a red flag to me.
Oh, and I'm on the fence now. Of course. No, if you are feeling like you don't trust someone and you confront them about it, their only job, unless it's like chronic, but their only job is to comfort you.
Right. Like, if Nick came up to me and was like, I'm really uncomfortable with the amount of time you're spending with this person, or like the way that you talk to them or something, I would be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, how can we fix this in a way that's like mutually agreeable? I would never be like, you don't trust me. Relationships need trust.
Right. Like, that's... now you're on the chopping block. You better trust me or else.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that. I feel like
that's what this whole show was. Like, this whole show was like Tom Sandoval and the others and the little bit less thans, the cover band of his cover band, which is the cast of this show, were all kind of just doing the same, like different versions of the same thing of exactly that, which is to be like, yo, let me like put you back on your heels. Like, yo, like, let me put it this way. And then it's just like, nobody's like, that's where you're like, hit him where it hurts. It seems like nothing's gonna hurt any of these people. It seems like they're all maybe on too much Prozac or something. It's like the numbness is the only one that doesn't seem totally numb because she's so fucking pissed about her own shit is Lala, who until this show episode I really didn't like as much. This episode I was like, you know, she has been right the whole time. Like,
yeah, she saw the writing on the wall at least.
Yeah, she's the only one that actually was telling the truth, and you know, I'll give her that.
And she's fun to watch. She and yeah. James are both very fun to watch. I mean, yeah. James is in his house with his new girlfriend. So I know a lot of people, I haven't really watched the episodes where he was with Raquel, but people say that he was full on emotionally abusive to her and that he's a real dick. I think he's pretty hated by most of the people who watch the show because he is a dick. And like, you can see it in this
conversation. It's possible that we saw some of it. Yeah.
Yeah. You can see it in this conversation, but it's also at the same time, like, so satisfying because she did do something so wrong. It's the kind of thing where it's like, normally you can't talk to someone like that, but when someone really did do something so wrong, it is kind of, cause you know, like I said, I really feel like I tried not to be a mean person, and like, it all gets saved up for if someone really fucks me over. Like, that's when
of
it's,
course.
You know what I mean? So like, oh, it's yeah. fun to watch that in action. Like he says,
definitely.
She answers the phone. She's such an idiot. She really thinks that like, this is going to be a heart to heart. And she's like, now I feel really shitty. And he just cuts her off and goes, how about like losing every single person that you thought liked you in Los Angeles?
That's the line I wrote down too. But again, though, it's like, she knows.
But then she goes, it definitely is eye-opening. And it's like, eye-opening?
No, it's not. That's just like you're filibustering us.
Right. Like, you can't just be like, wow, I guess these people never liked me. It's like, no, they did. You just did something completely unforgivable.
It's
like,
eye-opening. I'm a fucking asshole.
Right. And then
it's eye-opening. Like, I didn't play my cards right. Maybe it's eye-opening, but yours?
Yeah, not your eyes.
Like,
your
it eyes- doesn't seem like you're, it seems like you're still in the old conversation, even from a couple episodes ago.
Right. Like, you're one of two people who knew what was going on the entire time.
I guess three. I guess other Tom.
Schwartz. Yeah. We don't, yeah. He's very,
he knew slippery. For a Schwartz amount of time, he says.
Yeah. We can't pin down exactly what he knew. And he says, so James Kennedy says, you lied to everyone's faces. You've done diddly fucked yourself over for Sandoval's little cocky cock. His mm-hmm. stinky 40-year-old cock.
Yeah, tell it like it is, Jamie.
So funny. And then he goes, really? I mean,
it actually like kind of disgusted me. I'm like, I don't want to, like, stinky cock, really, like, I don't, that's like, so,
It's so funny.
That's real tough. That's like, ew. And I don't usually have an ew reaction, but I was like, ew.
That's what I would say if someone, if my ex-fiance who I felt spurned by cheated on me or something. I don't know. Like, this is definitely the kind of thing that this really gets my gears turning.
I like knowing that.
I like this kind of fight. Only if you've done something so bad, though. Totally. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So beyond the pale, that is when I would get this low. And then
I do low shit, man. I do too. Yeah, we all have a low side.
Yeah. Then he says, "You're not the brightest chick. Come on." Like, that was so mean. The smartest
but it's like,
thing.
Yeah, but he's been like waiting. He's like, I know. Like, he's like, oh, finally, yeah. A chance to let me get out my journal. I've got a bunch of roasts for Raquel I've been saving up since. You know, it's like,
even though he's definitely a dick, like, how satisfying is that? Like, the person
except that she just seemed so zoned out. She was like, yeah.
I know. And you know, the really weird thing, though, is like, having said that, I would absolutely say all of these things to someone who I thought was a truly bad person. Like, his new girlfriend sitting there watching him talk to his ex-fiance, that is a red flag.
Right. Like, same thing that we're saying to Ariana. It's like, if this is how he talks to women, it's how he talks to women.
Right. He's going to talk to you that way.
You're like, on the good. You're on the up and up now, but
you're on deck. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Like, the next season of Vaughn, wasn't that one of the Bravo shows?
Oh,
you're on deck to get a, you're on deck. You're below deck. You're on deck to get verbally abused. Kiddo. Yes.
So, okay. What can you tell me about James Kennedy's chart? Is he an Aries?
He has Aries in his chart, but I'll give you a hint. It harkens back to something that we were talking about just a little while ago about a certain modality of signs that can be so heartless.
He's an air sign.
Double air.
So he's a Gemini, Libra?
Libra, Aquarius. Aquarius, Sun.
Oh, I forgot.
Libra, Aquarius. Moon. Okay. Aquarius, Sun, Libra, Moon. So he's like, oh, I know. I'll call in and do God voice.
Yes. Yes. He's like,
and it's for justice. And it's like, well, okay. Sure.
Right.
Okay. And you know what's funny too? I'm looking at his chart. His Chiron is in Leo. So he's like, he literally is like DJ where she could be a musician, like side character where she could be a lead. He's like, okay, at least I can have a justified reason to perform my monologue to Raquel.
Right. This is the moment he's
this
been
is
waiting
his Lady
for.
Macbeth.
Yeah. I love it. I
yeah.
love it.
Yeah.
Lady Macbeth.
This was, he's been waiting for this moment.
Is a perfect analog. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He just wandered. Yeah. The whole thing is she's just, yeah, wandering on around like totally fucking confused.
I do want to know where his righteous anger comes from, though, because like we need a super fan to clue us into that, because like, did Raquel flirt with Sandoval? Like, because Sandy told us Sandoval gave him like $14,000 so that he could propose to her at Coachella or something. Like, so I don't know. There is something we're missing here, and hopefully someone can tell us, but a big fan.
Yeah, there's
of
a plot point of some kind that's like, yeah. Right.
I think he's a star, though. I think he's a star.
He could have his own spinoff, like teaching people to DJ or something.
Right. Like, as much of.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The douche lord as he is, like, he is television. Most of these people are not television, and that's why I don't really always watch this show. But
you know what the vibe I sort of got from James Kennedy was, because I really haven't seen him in action really other than this. It was sort of like almost like a modern Scott Disick. Like Scott Disick wishes that he like evolved into what James Kennedy is.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
And a more
like a little bit more with it, a little bit funnier. Yeah. Got his shit together, but like still kind of the like the jester.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Okay. So now we're in Raquel's apartment with Truly. Oh my God. I'm having a daughter in October and it
keep it, it in.
I know. Keep her in. Keep her in here as keep long as in. I can.
Lock her up.
She's bored as shit, but I can't let her out because I'm just so scared. How do you? This is going to sound awful, and I hope Raquel's not listening, but like, how do you prevent your child from becoming this person?
Coming out like this. Like,
oh. I think staying out of pageants is probably a good first step.
Yeah, staying out of pageants and like not pursuing your passions if they are, like you can pursue your passions, but those passions shouldn't be like to be a groupie. I don't know. I mean, I don't even want to hate on the groupies. It's just like
there are so many cool, interesting groupies in the world. Like it's
she just has a real confidence issue is the thing. Like
she I don't just, even think it's confidence. I think it's identity.
Yeah, like, maybe. Sure.
But like it is confidence though. You can spot this.
It's kind of the same thing. It's kind of the same thing. It's like when you don't have a strong sense of yourself, you kind of have to like act like what you think is somebody who you'd be like happy to be or whatever. And then it's just, it's inauthentic, which is inherently insecure
and
uncomfortable. And then you get busted.
There are people out there, and I'm mostly talking about women because that's who I'm always on the lookout for. I don't really give a shit if men are like this because men aren't who I would get cheated on with, but there are women out there.
If you're lucky. I have been, and let me tell you, it stings, but you can justify it. Yeah, I have been actually cheated on by a guy in eyeliner, and I didn't like it.
Yeah, there, but for the grace of God, go I. You're
but I was
right.
Like, but I could never give him what Kevin gives him, so I am not mad. I will be your Linda Porter, babe.
And you know what? Guys are like this, too, because I have a friend. I had a friend who used to say, it's no fun to score without a keeper. Like he would, because he always liked girls who had boyfriends. But you run into people in life. Let's not gender it. Let's say people. You run into people in life who you can tell get a big, huge ego boost from hooking up with other people's boyfriends or girlfriends or husbands or wives. Like you and you can spot it a mile away. And you know, every once in a while, everybody flirts with someone and gets a little kick out of that. But flirting is not the same thing. The people who consummate it and who live to consummate it.
Yeah.
I think it is an ego thing, a self-esteem thing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And you can tell. And like, it's like, you know, when someone's like that and your intuition screams it at you, like this person would hook up with your boyfriend or husband. This person is going like they are down to do it. And like, I just want to know how to prevent that in my daughter and my children, my future children.
Here's the thing. You can't necessarily prevent it, but you can use the astrology to help us understand what is going on for Raquel right now. She's 2 degrees away from her exact Saturn return, moment of Saturn return.
Okay. So it's good.
This is the first actual wake up call of her life.
It's good that she's in rehab right now. This is a great
place. Good that she's in rehab and it's good that this is on TV.
Yeah. It's a great place to start your Saturn return, I would say, rehab.
I agree. It's like, yeah, get responsible, actually.
Yeah. Turn your phone off.
And how perfect for her chart, too, because she is a Virgo. Conjunct Chiron sun, and she's a Sag moon. So like if she wasn't raised to come correct Chiron conjunct the sun in Virgo, she's going to have to fix, heal, learn how to, because that's a chart of someone who comes either so incorrect that they have to become correct, or that's done so much work on learning even what that is to come correct.
What about her is Virgo-esque? Virgos are always really hard for me to understand.
Well, you know, again, because her Virgo is conjunct her sun, I think what we're seeing, especially because it's all been pre-Saturn return.
Wait. Say that again.
Her sun is conjunct her Chiron in Virgo.
Okay.
So okay. She isn't. And you need to know too, like your moon sign is like your essential nature. We are for our entire lives spending our lives growing into our sun, into our I am. As we mature, we become more and more the thing that we are here to radiate, to become, right? So ultimately, the thing that's so Virgo about her is that, like, on the one hand, she's trying to pageants and nose jobs and the Scandoval, the star of my favorite show or whatever, you know, whatever yeah, name is Scandoval.
Yeah.
And she then finds out the hard way that actually her idea of like healthy, perfect, functional, like what looks really good on the outside actually looks horrible. And she has to totally heal not only her own self-esteem and her own sense of self-image, but she at best gets to become an example of like someone who's like gone through it. And like, so, like she is acting a fucking fool right now. And for a Virgo, it's humiliating.
Yeah.
I actually think that that whole episode, part of what was so weird about it is that it's almost like, how do I want to put it? Like, she thought, I sort of feel like, this might sound crazy. I might take it back. But what I want to say is like, she might have thought this moment was going to like actually look cool.
Like, yeah.
I think she was actually sort of, because like even the way that Kiana says that she told her, which is like, oh, by the way, I've been fucking Sean for 7 months, whoopsies. She was actually bored and waiting for this to come out because she was like, twins, I win. Like she literally, that's a Guess Who commercial reference for anybody, lol. But like, I think that she thought this was going to be like, I think at first she's kind of like playing it like, trying not to appear as like sort of proud as she is, like, yeah, like sucks that it had to happen this way. It's like nothing happened anyway. You are doing it. Something. Yeah.
You
like
did it.
What a passive response to what you've been doing.
And cheaters and people who hook up with taken people always do that. They always say, I can't believe it happened. Like
it just happened.
Like, no, you literally all you have to do to not fuck someone is like do nothing. You literally just have to sit still.
Like right. You don't like, and maybe once or twice you end up in a full blackout, even a brownout will do. And you never do it again. You go, oh my God, it's a 7 month relationship. Right. While you're filming a TV show, she was fucking waiting for this. She thought, okay, sorry, Ari, you had a good 10.
And everybody's,
I'm home now with my Mian.
Right. Because I mean, I don't know why the girl Kristen with the fucking dirty Adidas is not on the show anymore, but like it would be easy for Raquel coming in trying to be the new Supreme. She's like, oh, so Ariana came in, fucked Tom and usurped this other girl who got kicked off the show. And she's
on the job track.
She's the default queen of the show. So all I have to do is slot myself in there. And why wouldn't that work? Why wouldn't that be the rules? I mean, it worked for Ariana. So
and it's kind of working for her now. I mean, we literally before this season and the Scandoval, we both watch TV and talk about it like near daily, had no idea who the fuck she was.
Right.
Not like, so, on our Raquel Dars. Not on our
Raquel. I mean, Ariana, like, this is the best thing that's ever happened to her career, hands
absolutely.
Down.
Absolutely. Doesn't like, ever happened to her, period. Actually, that's the other thing, too, though. It's like, on some weird level, even though Raquel has a lot of hard, embarrassing, in public lessons to learn, at the end of the day, on some level, her act, whether it was intentional or not, was actually righteous because it needed to happen.
Like, they needed to break up.
Yeah.
And it's wrong how they did it and how she did it. And it's weird.
But it wasn't going to go any other way.
Yeah. It's weird as fuck how she was sitting there smiling about it. Like, oh, that was the most jarring. She is like, she's a weird, weird person. I do feel bad for her. And I hate to feel bad for her because, like I said, I have been cheated on by people exactly like this who definitely like with girls who got a kick out of the fact that it was cheating. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I do actually. I got emailed by one of them once. By one of them's boyfriend once.
Oh my God. What?
I'll tell you later. It's a comedy drama. Patreon only.
Oh, that's really fun. But mm-hmm. yeah, like I know what it's like to get cheated on and be like, this, like, obviously you're more mad at the guy, but it is, you can be mad at the girl too.
In this case,
don't be mad at the girl. I hate when people are like, don't be mad at the girl. She wasn't, it's like, no, she knew. Like, she knew you're allowed to be mad at both people. Like, shut up. And the only people who say don't be mad at the girl are people who get an ego boost from hooking up with other people's boyfriends.
Right. That's not my responsibility to maintain what's going on in somebody else's relationship. Well, and let's just say, for the record, Raquel, if you're in the same friend group, especially, like, okay, maybe you can justify, yeah. like, look, I don't know you. I don't know your relationship. You do know them.
You do.
You do know this relationship. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Right. The only time it's okay is if you genuinely didn't know the person was in a relationship. And then when you find out, you fucking ream them out and you tell the girlfriend. Like you don't just say like, oh, whoopsies, you know, like, to quote NeNe Leakes, close your legs to married men. It's just, that's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it's so, like, it's so annoying too, because you do feel bad for the person. Like, you just, like, a guy I dated in college, he cheated on me with this girl and they ended up together. And then I found out a few years ago that he was cheating on her now. And like, I was going to say I felt bad for her, but no, I didn't. She fucking deserved it. Never mind.
It's like, but the writing's, like, on the wall.
It's, yeah, like, if they'll cheat with you, they will cheat on you. It's just,
people are who they are.
Either you're capable of cheating or you're not. Like, yeah. But anyway.
Or maybe you're capable and then you've done, like, a huge amount of work.
Yeah.
And you fundamentally shift as a person. Like, I do think that that's possible. Like, I don't think that there were all, I mean, I can't think as a professional astrologer, I would be remiss to think that we are just in a cycle of living our karma over and over and over again. The North Node would be for nothing if we don't evolve. We are here to evolve, but yeah, like, it's just, yeah, addiction and patterns of, like, highs and lows, like, you know, I know better than anybody, we know better than anybody, like, it, unless there's really a reason to stop doing what you're doing, you're not going to. That's how you do what you do. And I think, if anything, perhaps, because Raquel, what she has going for her is that this is her Saturn return. We do know she's confused and maybe has been misled and whatever, you know, she was raised by the pageants. Mm-hmm. I think there is actually hope for her, because this being her Saturn return sort of colossal breakdown could in fact be Saturn in Pisces, the actual education around boundaries that she needs in order to, maybe she would never do something like this again. She may, Sun conjunct Chiron in Virgo, she may learn her lesson here and actually make that a part of her self-esteem work for teenagers or something.
I would believe that if she did it once drunk and had remorse. But like, I just think she's got a chip missing, this girl. I just think she's got an empathy or sympathy chip missing from her. Like, she, it does not even.
Yeah, it didn't seem, she did seem dead in the eyes. Like, this whole episode, she seemed comatose.
The idea that it has hurt Ariana has not even crossed her desk.
Right. She's like, not there yet. I know, it's, right.
Like, she, like, Ariana.
Well, that's why I'm like, sociopath.
Yeah, it's so, it is socio. It is.
And it, yeah, I mean, okay, the other thing that I was seeing this morning as I was catching up on all the hot goss was that now there's like rumors, like, is there a chip missing and or is there a baby on board?
No, there's no way.
There's not. Right. I also, I want to say I got a kick out of the Lisa Vanderpump scenes.
Also, she was like, I mean, I want to say there's no way, because like, if Tom was dumb enough, because I do blame the man whenever someone gets pregnant out of wedlock, it's the man, I'm sorry. The man's job is to wear a condom and or pull out, because like, to, if I have a son, I will say, I don't give a shit what someone tells you about birth control. Hormonal birth control is not 100% effective. Even if she's taking it every single day, if you have sex 100 times a year, one of those times you could get her pregnant. Wear a fucking condom. But like, Tom, as dumb as he is, he seems never to have gotten someone pregnant by accident yet.
So I mean, he definitely has like infertility vibes, though. He seems like he's just from the dump.
Yeah, like
he, I guess maybe is that a mean way to say? Should I not say it like that? Like,
I don't know what that means. I don't get it.
I just think he doesn't seem like someone who's like spurning life, like
virile. He doesn't seem virile.
Yeah. He seems like he's just like Oscar the Grouch energy. Like,
yeah,
Alfalfa had a heroin problem. That's who he would become. Like, you know, he kind of looks like a young Snape or like a young Captain Hook. Like, he's a villain.
Yeah, I just think like unplanned pregnancies are not in his playbook, and he's a sleazy dude who cheats, but I think he knows that, and I think that he at least has the common sense to wrap it up. Like,
he doesn't have strong sperm energy.
I know that. Yeah, that's a very obvious way. Obviously, what you're trying to say.
Okay, I just wanted to, in case of, for anybody that like didn't know like what I meant by like infertile. Yeah. Like, lol.
Also, there's just something so conniving and manipulative about him. I don't think an accidental pregnancy is on the cards. I feel that way.
Yeah, I feel like he gives me the energy of someone who's like piddles a tiny bit of cum out.
Ew.
Like, I don't think he has a strong.
Ew, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? It's just like trickle, trickle, trickle. And he's like, oh, that was great, babe. And it's like, wait, like. And he's like, yeah, it came on your back. And you're like, oh.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just, that was just like a little bit of sweat. Like, oh.
Grotesque. Okay. So they're in Raquel's apartment. He walks in the door and they both.
That dog knew him.
The dog knew him.
Hey, Graham.
Yeah. They both take a shot and chase it with Coors Light. I'm like, you are 40 years old.
Yeah. I mean, they both have like serious arrested development from like right before the first pageant.
Right. Like even for a 27-year-old, Coors Light, really?
No, really. You good job not getting the Natty Light, Raquel. Way to class it up.
Right.
What's next? Bud Light?
So he says, we belong in hell. And she says, I don't think we belong in hell. I think we're just two people that fucking were friends and started having feelings for each other.
And I don't think at all.
Yeah, it's gone completely over her head. Like,
that's
this
what
whole
is
thing.
So weird. It's like, you don't, she seems to have no, like literally no response. Like, I think the only thing I can think is that like she was like, I'm gonna now have to do my acting job that I learned in pageants of like how to pretend that I'm upset that this is like getting out and like going really bad. Like, it's bad right now. Things are really bad right now. It's like, bitch, you've been waiting for this.
Right. She's waiting to take the crown. Finally she'll win a pageant, you know.
I guess I'm the one that the star wants to be with.
Yeah. So then he calls her Ariana. He says, I was trying to hook you up with Schwartz. I'm like, you're sleeping on Ariana. You're an idiot. She's amazing. And then Raquel's like, you just called me Ariana.
And he's like, oh,
and he doesn't even say sorry or shit or anything. He goes, can we kill some of these lights? And she walks over and acts like they're going to hug. Oh, my God. It's so painful.
No, and what's actually remarkable about that moment is there's no cut.
There's no cut. Yeah.
There's no edit.
He's just hoping it
was just exactly what happened.
Yeah, I guess he was hoping that if he didn't acknowledge it, then they would just cut it out because there wouldn't be enough for a scene. But Jesus Christ.
And also, he's like, she doesn't care. She doesn't.
She has so little self-respect that like she literally.
She's like, yeah, whatever. I know that's been your girlfriend for 10 years.
Yeah, she's like, I know, it's confusing. So then she's like, did you tell your family? And he's like, they're both like, I don't want to talk about it on camera. I don't want to talk about it on camera. And then he goes, he allegedly says, they love you. And she goes, I love you too. And he's like, I said, they love you, but I love you too.
Hey, Tom, don't correct yourself there if that's true.
Right.
Like, Tom, you don't need to put her in her place there. That's your girl now.
Yeah. And to be fair, it sounded like he said, I love you.
I listened back. I heard I love you too. And I thought the dress was blue and white, by the way.
Yeah, like he said, I love you. And it just seems like, oh my God, they're both so, I think he's freaking out about how this is going to play on camera. She's trying to turn it into her moment of taking the crown. Like she thinks that in her mind, she thinks that he's coming over and everyone's going to be like, the star-crossed lovers, here they are. They're meant to be. Look at their chemistry.
She's How got did nothing, it happen?
Nothing but a t-shirt on and no makeup, but she still looks stunning and he can't keep his hands off of her. Whereas he's like, fuck, how do I play this? Like, oh,
right. He thought he was going to just emerge right after a breakup with the hot. No, the thing I wanted to mention, though, is I got a real kick out of the Lisa Vanderpump scenes because it's like, like she's also a Virgo, I believe. Yeah, Virgo sun, Scorpio moon. And I feel like the one thing that she said that shocked me was when she was like, and then this gorgeous bombshell Raquel comes in. It's like, wait a second. And it's like, oh, that's why she cast her. For whatever reason, Raquel is Lisa's type.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's just the Virgo seeing Virgo, like, I'm vain and I like you. But like, that's, she was like, how could Tom resist that beauty queen Raquel? It's like, okay, so she did do pageants, so maybe you're being like Virgo literal, but like, I think Ariana looks great.
Yeah, like
I think I'd pick Ariana if you want to know my answer. But
right, like Raquel is like cute, but she's not this like bombshell. Fine. A new bombshell has entered the villa. Like, no,
like a sorority sister.
Yeah, she just looks kind of, I don't know. It's that you're so right. That is actually just LVP showing us that that's her taste. Like, yeah, for whatever reason.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. That's why Raquel got on the show. Because Raquel's like, in a way, I think Lisa's like, she will be the next star. And there's a possibility that Lisa on the low-low, maybe a little bit wine drunk, said to Raquel, this is going to be your show one day. Everyone's going to age out of it. And you're the future of the Vanderpump Rules franchise. And so there could really be this buildup of like it's working.
Ooh, yeah.
In Raquel's mind. And that's why she has no reaction. Cause she's like, sorry, babes, this is the corporate track. The reality TV corporate track.
Yeah. I could absolutely see LVP low key encouraging this behind the scenes.
We all know Tom and Tom's isn't going to work, but I have an idea about Rockies.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. So then,
it'll be like a rodeo where you can do the ride of the electronic rideable, and we could have a knock 'em out station where you all bounce around and knock each other out at Rockies.
Yeah. So then we have the Raquel weird confessional, which we already talked about. Then she talks about Sheena punching her in the face, and she goes, I was like, is this my karma? And it scares me. It's like, yeah, but also like your karma for this is not one little scratch on your eyebrow. Like,
wait, your karma for this is that this is the finale of the season. And like everyone in America is just literally talking shit about you for real.
Everyone hates you.
And people think you're not even hates you. Think you're like a sociopath. Either you're just too insecure to function or you're a maniac.
Yeah. Like it's just such an indication of how warped her mind is that she thought Sheena pushing or punching her was it.
I guess I deserve that. I guess I deserve that shove.
Right.
The
like that was
over.
That was going to be the karma and that was going to be it. It's like,
yeah, way to take it on the chin, Raquel. You're strong.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And Sheena, don't hit Raquel also. So side note, you did this to someone. So unless you want to get a hit from Brandy coming out of a bush somewhere, watch out, Mars in the 12th house. It could come out of nowhere anytime with that Chiron there. Brandy's been hiding in front of your house waiting to know your schedule to actually attack you for that time 10 years ago that you did the same fucking thing. How dare you act like so holier than thou? Like you have not literally been the Raquel.
Right. So then we get the amazing part where she's like, I'm nervous that you'd be capable of doing it to me. And he goes, no, of course. So then she says, coulda, woulda, shoulda. And he corrects her. He says, woulda, coulda, shoulda. And it's like, I don't think it's canon that it needs to be one way or the other. Like, you didn't need to correct her there. Like, it's very clear.
They all rhyme.
Right. They all rhyme. It's very clear that their dynamic is like her being stupid and him being like a father figure to her. And like she goes along with him correcting her. She's like, yeah, like this is, I think it's just so.
Well, and I think because she's young, she's like, teach me. Like, she's like, teach me, Mr. She's like, I'm like the Karate Kid, but we fuck.
Yeah, like, it's so cliche that his
You're my Mr. Miyagi of reality TV. I'm extra too.
Yeah, he's having a midlife crisis with, like, the dumbest younger girl he could possibly find.
But of course he is. He's an idiot. And he's now exhausted his, within the realm of who he can see in front of him, potential, like, adult Like he couldn't date anyone unless they were like an idiot 20 something. Like nobody would do this with him unless they were like,
but Ariana did. She covered for him for years, but also that was very motherly of her. So maybe that's part of why, like, she was sort of like the alpha in their relationship and he was the misbehaving little boy. Yes. So it kind of makes sense that now he's like, I'm going to be a man of the house. And like with her, he can be because she's dumb enough. But then she says, after she says, like, she says it the way he wants her to say it. And then she's like, these are like learning experiences, right?
Never forget. It's going to want to shut up.
Yeah. Learning experiences.
You learning?
Right. She's not learning. Like, they're both saying that they would not really do it differently if they went back. Right. And
this, like, is real.
She's just kind of like doing an impression of a human. It's so
sex
creepy.
Sex with someone I love?
Yeah. Like,
yeah, for sure, man.
You were engaged to someone before.
Right. On the show.
Like, tell us, just tell us straight up that, like, you got engaged to him to be on the show. Like, just
anybody, just tell the truth here. Anybody.
Yeah.
About anything. Perhaps part of what we're witnessing too is like he had. Okay, so if Ariana has been covering for him this whole time, then unless he did something like this with someone like Raquel, he wouldn't actually get the result that he actually, either whether it's subconscious or not, wants, which is to hurt Ariana and end the, he doesn't want her to cover for him. He's trying to end the relationship. He's a coward.
You're right. You're right. Like, that was the appeal of Raquel.
I've been trying to break up with her. That's what he means.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like, Miami Girl was him trying to break up with her.
Right. He hasn't been like, look, Ari, it's over. He's been like, I'm sorry. Oops. I did it again.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's so true. Like, he needed to find someone that would hit her right where it hurts. God,
7 months of being in a relationship behind your back. Now you have to leave me.
What a piece of shit. Yeah.
What a piece of shit. And also, Lisa, like, don't, you're not a bad guy, Tom. You just did a bad thing. No, he might, maybe bad guy is like anybody that doesn't, like, you know, nuke a country maybe isn't a bad guy, but like, you're certainly not a good guy. And yeah,
he's a bad,
like,
guy.
You're a bad guy. Like, how would we define a bad guy if not this guy?
He repeatedly does this. He's a bad guy.
This is his. Yeah, he's a total fucking asshole.
Yeah.
In every single way. And he looks disgusting. He has a smelly cock.
Mm-hmm.
40-something smelly cock.
Ew.
It's fucking gnarly, dude.
So Ariana and Tom both separately go to LVP's house. Ariana, poor thing. Her hair is so greasy. No one told, like, her friends should have gotten her a blowout. I also love how we're seeing now, because she was in the interview with Andy afterwards, she's gone blonde again. It's just really fun to see how people change their look when they go from taken to single. Because she was
everyone's hugging her like, you're so skinny now. She's like, yeah, no, trust me. I miss that breakup weight loss. I'm dying for a heartbreak right now.
It's a thing. It is such a thing. Yeah. So we end with.
I want to say, though, side note. Instead of what they should have sent her at the very least is some dry shampoo. Is all of the flowers in the kitchen. What are you, a Kardashian? Like,
I know.
Who, like, all of you sent those flowers? Like, I know. Just like, oh my, that would like insult me every time I went into the kitchen, unless they were like actually, it's just like, how could they even be? That was just too staged for me. I was okay. Like, here are 30 bouquets of flowers. All from Vanderpump. Like,
I believe it. I mean, they're real for sure. Like, because people are sucking up to her because she's on TV. And
so is it all just the cast? Everyone in the cast sent friends, a bouquet of flowers?
Friends, famous people, acquaintances. Like, this is what people do in Hollywood. And they're all sending it to her. Because she's the queen now. Like, this is not only a, I'm sorry he cheated on you flower. It's also a, your opening night was spectacular. You're going to get great reviews flower.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
I actually, it's actually less of a, like, funeral, more of a, like, birthday.
It's both. It is truly
well
both.
and we always said on this pod, though, that it always is.
And kudos to her for actually being able to summon tears, because I mean, I like, this is like we've said, this is the best thing that's ever happened to her.
Like, but her career, reason, no, but I think
her career is on fire
for the first time
ever.
And but I'm just realizing, like, I think we're right. And part of her upset is that and I don't know if she even realized it or is saying it, but it's not that she's so hurt that he would do this. It's like, she's so hurt that even after she allowed him to do this, he did it even worse.
Right.
She knew he was exactly who he is. She knew he was a cheater. She actually tried to stay with him. Why weren't you guys having sex? Because he was having sex with other people.
Right. And also because she says they were never hanging out. Like, they were never together. He was out on the town all the time.
And then for him for him to be like, I was with shorts last night. It's like, she's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, the video I found was while you were like, how could he? I mean, it's like, are he and Raquel on Oxycontin or something? They're like zombies.
Right. This was something I wanted to ask you. I have a few questions, so just loose ends of things that were just conversation points that, like, I feel like at the end of your history book, there's like key questions at each chapter. Like, this is one of them. Are people having phone sex at their friends' houses?
I don't have any. I'm having phone sex when I cat sit for sure. On regular stuff. But I don't have any. I'm not at friends' houses.
Like, but do you know what I mean? Like, he goes to Schwartz's house and is like jerking it in bed on the phone with this girl. Like, his apartment's tiny.
I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is that down the street is where his all but wife lives. It's like, no, I don't care if you jerk off wherever you are, but like, don't, like, I'm going to go to Schwartz's to jerk off with Raquel or a castmate on the phone. It's like, you are 12.
Right. Like, I have a guest room, and I have to say, if someone was staying in my guest room and jerking it on FaceTime, I'd be creeped out.
I'm staying at a hotel.
Like, I'm sorry. Especially if they were doing it in an infidelity way.
Well, like, that's what I'm saying. It's the infidelity piece that's weird. I feel like everyone's subject to masturbate as desired. But, like, the fact that he was, like, using his...
The FaceTime friends. Is what makes it weirder for me too, though, for some reason. I don't know. It's not.
Yeah, I know what you mean by that. Yeah.
It's not
about
him like jerking it. It's still gross because where does it go? What do you do with it afterward? Right. Like, when I empty my wastebasket, is there jizzy tissues in there? Ew.
And I don't get the vibe from him that he's like, let me take out the trash. Or like, let me throw the sheets in the laundry. Like, you better believe that if I come in your bed, I am also throwing the sheets in the wash.
Yeah. Well, 1,000%. That's a good clue. That's a good clue.
Well, yeah, I come in all your houses. So,
ew.
It's part of my work. It's part of my energy work. I'm a Lillian home space healer.
Ugh. Okay. Is it normal to stop being friends with the person who's friends with the cheater? Nick and I, we got into a conversation about this because the scene when they're at the restaurant and she's talking to Schwartz. Ariana's talking to Schwartz, and she's like, if you're going to be friends with him, I can't be friends with you because I don't want any mutual friends anymore with him. And Nick was like, I think that's a little overboard. And then I was trying to explain it to Nick with like different people in our friend group. Like, if someone cheated, like I was like, okay, we have two friends who like, we're equally friends with both parts of the couple. And I'm like, if one of them flagrantly cheated on the other one for 7 months, as much as I really like that person, I probably would stop speaking to them. I don't know. What would you do?
I have two answers. Answer number one is, did any of you guys watch the first, at least see, I don't know when it happened, but haven't you guys been here the whole time? He's always been a cheater.
Right.
What
right,
the fucking
right, right.
fuck are we talking about? Number two, I think
just in general, I'm saying.
But in general, I think it comes down to trust. I think if you know that someone's a cheater and they cheat, then you've accepted them as that. I think what happens, like, and I've had it happen too, where it's like you find out that somebody has been cheating for a long period of time, and then it actually changes the way you feel about them because you're like, you've been lying to me. Like, I can't trust you. It's like when you can't trust what someone says, there is no relationship.
Like, what if
that's why it's so sad what Raquel says to him, which is like, can I even trust you? It's like, oh, it like she's breaking my heart with that because it's like, damn, she is literally just so she dumb. Just has no confidence. Yeah.
And she thinks she, but I don't think it's no confidence as much as it's like,
misguided.
It's also delusional self-confidence because it's like, mm-hmm. No, I'm special. I'm
right.
Different. Like, I can trust him even though he cheated. You know what I mean?
Like, or even like the way that I'm going to, like, she was a bitch. She was like, yeah, on the Gottman Institute, not just body language, body. I study all different body languages, relationship languages. Like, she was making, like, her going, I don't even know if I can trust you. What she was actually doing was giving him an invitation to do what he tried to do, which is to say, no, you can't.
Right. But he accidentally confirmed.
But yeah, I think when my trust is broken with someone.
Of course I'll cheat on you.
Right. Duh.
Yeah.
That's like when people are like, no.
Right. But nodding their head. Exactly.
Yeah.
So what if it's your really good friend? What if you have a really good friend who is cheating on their boyfriend or girlfriend? Like, that is also like such a quagmire because it's none of your business technically, but you're like disgusted that they're doing that. What do you do? I definitely like I've been in that position maybe like twice. And I always tell the person like, that's really fucked up. You need to stop and just break up with the person that you're dating.
Yeah. I just think it all comes down to your own sense of betrayal. Like, if you don't know the guy, if your friend is just doing some crazy shit, it's like, Karen, stop. And if you know about it the whole time, if I just feel like anytime there's like a big reveal, that's why I can't help but be like, I stole a few Teradex from Marshalls. Like, I'm so guilty. Like, it's hard when I find out that someone can like really not tell the truth. It is just like, I can never believe what this, it's a waste. I don't believe anything you say.
That they're capable of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, because it's like, well, where's the line? Like, if this whole time I have not known that you've been lying through your teeth, then how could I ever?
You can't even trust
them. How could I trust you? I'd be wondering all the time, but wait.
As a friend. Yeah. It kind of affects the friendship. I agree. It makes you see the person differently for sure.
And I think people have different, like, I think when you get to know people, like there are people who, you know, I know people that are like, I don't even think it's that big of a deal. Everybody has a different. So I think just knowing people and having people be consistent with who they say that you're not shocked. You're not shocked. I'm going to masturbate your house. I don't necessarily have FaceTime sex. You're hours ahead anyway. But like, it's like, you know who I am. Like, I think the real thing here is when you're shocked by someone, it's like so disappointing because it's like, damn, like what have we been doing? Haven't we been building like intimacy? Like, no. Okay. Well, like then what have we been doing?
Yeah. And like, why did you change? And are you an alcoholic?
When has it been this whole time? Is it like, it has you question everything.
And what do you lie to me about? Yeah, exactly.
Right, exactly. Because if you lie about shit, you lie about shit.
Yeah. Now it's making me sad. But okay. Now my final question. Is it okay to get creeped out by another girl wearing your boyfriend's band sweatshirt or his merch of any kind and posting selfies in it?
Depends how famous he is.
If your friend,
Maddie Healy can get used to all the Swifties showing up wearing the outfits like her.
But that's different. If like,
I guess, right. If a man, the men aren't wearing.
If Taylor Swift is actually dating Maddie Healy and one of her friends starts wearing 1975 merch, I'd be like,
right.
What are you doing?
Right.
You know, like, I'd be like, okay, what? Like, I get that. Like, and they're going to make like guys and other people will try to make you seem psycho for noticing that. But it's like, it's fucking weird. Like, that's
it depends
weird.
Though, because it's also like, I could totally see Taylor as like a bargaining chip on something being like, and like, trust me, like your band is as good too, babe. Like, we'll get Gigi and Bella wearing 1975 shirts and like, you will have like,
that's different. I'm not talking about Taylor.
That's what I'm saying though. It's like, it depends how famous someone is. It depends on like the nature of the connection. But no, if some random one of my fringe friends was like, yeah, I just love their, like, you know, yeah, it would be a little bit like,
yeah, like, there's so many of the pictures.
Why?
Yeah. So many of the pictures they're showing of like the way that he posed with her in photos and like her wearing his merch, I would really have a problem with. And I just want to normalize having a problem with that and understand and like following your intuition and being like, yo, this girl is fucking up to no good.
But that's why the whole thing is so hard to actually, like, my heart breaks for Ariana because this isn't the position that she wanted to be in. But she's not crying because he cheated. She's crying because the relationship's over that she tried to keep together, even though she didn't. All this, from what we're seeing, it seems like all the signs were there. And yeah, they were posting online. She's just like, no, like, all good. Like yeah. She was very comfortable in this fictional story.
I have a real problem with people do but the other thing that sucks about that is like, if you have a girl who's like Raquel in your life and she's
posing with your boyfriend in pictures and wearing his merch. Like, you can't say anything to her about that because the ego boost that it will give her, not only do you look crazy, but like, she will get off on that so much that it's not worth it for your own sanity.
You're jealous of me?
Right, exactly. Like, that's who that kind of person is. Like, you just have to let that person go and do whatever they're going to do. But like,
I would think she would want me to wear her husband's merch. Like, I'm just helping promote the brand. I'm truly a fan.
Right. And why is she jealous of me? And it's like,
isn't this what they make the merch for? Don't they want me to put on social media? No.
Like, you're being blatantly inappropriate. You're stepping over the line. But then, like, do you say, I would usually say something to the guy in that situation. I think I would be like, what the fuck are you doing putting your arm on that girl's boob in a picture? There was literally a picture where he was hugging her from behind and his hand was on her boob. Like, I would say something.
I think Ariana's like, I don't think she cared. I think she cared that it happened. Like, I don't want to say it. Like,
you know what I think? I think he was doing that and he was letting her wear the merch and he was taking these pictures with her, on his shoulders at a show.
Prayers that Ariana breaks up with me.
Not even to break up, but just to get any reaction, any sign of life whatsoever. And like, maybe the fact that Ariana, and it's not to blame her, but it's like, I think I'm just saying, don't not say anything because you don't want to look like a psycho. Like,
no, did you ever read Why Men Marry Bitches?
But
changed my life.
No, but like, do you know what I mean? Like, if someone is doing something like that, say something. Like, you don't need to pretend you're cool with it because like, there might be a huge problem, first of all, that you're completely overlooking. And second of all, like, he might be a dickhead and he might keep pushing the line further and further and further because you don't give a fuck.
The premise of Why Men Marry Bitches, and it literally changed not only the way I dated, but the way I did friendship. And I do think played a large part in why I decided to become a coach specifically, is because the whole premise of the book is like, as women, you're taught to be like nice and like sweet and like accommodating. But if you do that and you're talking about serious and if you're looking for serious relationship and a serious commitment, if you act like that, then you will just get disrespected. Like, you actually have to assert yourself with the man that you actually plan on spending the rest of your life with to make sure that he knows that you're not to be fucked with. And like, I was like, oh yeah. Like,
I agree.
And it was like so illuminating. Like, no, it's better to be a bitch and have standards and trust that either they'll step up and come correct. Like, we can't like accommodate for people's bullshit. It just means that we're okay with it.
If a guy you're dating is posting pictures of another girl on his shoulders at a concert and he's smirking into the camera, you've got a fucking problem. And you need to tell him that's a problem. Do that to me.
The cameras are all there. She's seeing the photos. Like, it wasn't until she saw the message on the phone. But like, no, the most heartbreaking part of that whole finale is like when they're showing the footage from that night right before she saw the text and she's like, woo, Tom, go Tom, like rocking out at the concert. And it's like, yeah, she actually liked her life.
She was kind of trying too hard to be the cool girl.
Right. That's right. You're trying to be like, I get it, babe. You're in your 40s. Like, get your rocks off. Just like, don't embarrass me. And it's like, no, I'm going to embarrass you because I want this to be over.
And he wants also like, not just that he wants it to be over, but that like he wants to have some sort of spark with you.
Right. Like, it does seem like it was genuinely fucking boring.
Yeah, like it was dead. Like, he's trying to push your buttons and get a little reaction. It's a little bit hot when the person you're with is like, hey, who are you talking to? Like, you're like, ooh, you're a little jealous.
Right. Wouldn't you want someone that gave up, that was paying attention and gave a fuck?
Gives a shit. Yes.
Fight for me, babe.
Exactly. Not to a psycho extent, but just when something crosses the line that they notice and say like, hey, wait, what the fuck was that? And you're like, ooh, you actually do. You still see me as like a valuable sexual commodity. And you're like trying to conserve me for yourself. Like, I think that's really healthy. And I think we've gone way too far.
Afraid of losing me? You should be.
Yeah, exactly. You should be. We've gone too far in this other direction of like, just as long as you trust the person, it's fine. Why would you ever trust someone?
trust them to what? Never leave you, even if they're cheating on you? Like,
right.
Okay. Like, what did you trust, Ariana? Apparently, you knew that he was. I trust that he's cheating on me.
Right. Yeah.
But he loves me the most. It's like, okay, well, that's stupid.
I also think in the Why Men Marry Bitches book, I never read it before, but I always say this, the one thing that my mom taught me from the time I was little that was just has never seared me wrong is don't ever call a guy. Don't do it. Don't call him. And it means don't text him also. Now it means don't text him. Like, you can literally, like there's no such, because people would always, like, whenever me and my friends were, like, in our 20s in New York dating and stuff, like, everyone would always be like, oh, like, I really like him, so I'm not going to have sex with him till the third date, blah, blah. It's like, no, you can literally have sex with him the day you meet him, but you just cannot ever text him first. That's it.
You know, I tend to agree. I want to say, though, I think it's a lesson you have to learn the hard way, because I also think there's the developmental phase where you, like, feel empowered. Like,
no, don't.
Being, you got to learn the hard way.
You don't have to learn the hard way. You need to have my mom tell you. They, like, it sounds so archaic, and it is, but, like, they want to chase. They do.
It literally is, like, the only thing that the penis divine masculine energy has left.
Right. It's all they have.
It's all they have. So the ability to penetrate. And with all the dildos in the market right now, right, they're literally losing steam.
You got to let them.
Let them try.
And also, like, it's just, I think it's just a turn off to them when you come on to them. But also, some guys like that. So if that kind of guy is your type, then don't listen to me at all. But if you want a guy who's, like, a guy's guy, that's just, I don't know.
I feel like some guys like that, but, like, not without balance. Like, maybe every once in a while, a guy needs to feel, like, maybe Tom loved that Raquel was so into him.
Well, you make them feel wanted in other ways, not by being, like, hey, when am I going to see you again? Like, bleh, no.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's yeah, they have to actually take the step to want to make. Yeah, I know. I know. It's true. Yeah.
We're going to do tomorrow. We'll do, hopefully with a special guest, a reunion. First part of the reunion special. No,
not tomorrow. Next week. Oh, no. Tomorrow. Oh, my God.
Thursday.
Tomorrow. Okay. The reunion can't stop. Won't stop.
The reunion airs Wednesday, so we'll talk about it on Thursday.
We gotta do it Thursday. We gotta do it.
This is great radio when we just yell days of the week. But join the Patreon, patreon.com/spacetrashpodcast. Listen to my sketch comedy podcast, Meet the Junior Misses.
And leave a 5-star review.
Leave a 5-star review and a rating. I mean, god damn it. What do we have to do to get to get those ratings? Okay, enjoy your rest of your pool day.
I'm going back to the pool, but I'm gonna edit at the pool. Okay, I'll see you later. Bye.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash, but the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.